The Great Replacement Theory is a conspiracy theory that states that non-white individuals are being brought into the United States and other Western countries to replace white voters in order to achieve a political agenda.
And crazy evil people write 180-page manifestos.
Yes.
They write that. And in those crazy freaking manifestos, they put all sorts of crap that has all sorts of stuff that, you know, the guy bashed Fox.
Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. There's really one thing and one thing only that we could think of to talk about this week that really deserved a deep dive. And that is this ridiculous idea of everybody going after Fox and Tucker Carlson specifically for being at fault for the Buffalo shooting. But before we get to any of that, we have to talk about our friends at Acre Gold. And Acre Gold is where we subscribe on a monthly basis and we contribute $50, $100, $250, whatever you want to contribute. And you contribute once a month on a layaway kind of program to get yourself then bars of gold that are sent to your home address very discreetly. And then you just put them in your safe and it's super handy. Physical gold in your house, in your physical possession. There's nothing like it out there. That's why we choose getacregold.com/chick. You can start investing today. And they are doing still their free gold bar giveaway. So if you post or tweet at @get_acre and explain why you should be the winner of the free gold bar, then you might just be that winner. So definitely tweet or post at @get_acre. Visit getacregold.com/.
It'd be kind of cool to win some gold, you know?
It would be super cool to win some gold.
Right, that'd be awesome.
Okay, would you like to kick off what this hullabaloo is all about?
Well, I just, you know, it's been very disconcerting, all of the media coverage. I think on Saturday when all of this, when the horror happened, you know, I think I was bracing myself, you know, because we've seen this before. And I think the worst part, besides the fact that it happened, right, is that this horrific thing happened and that there are people like this, that there are lunatics in this country that are capable of doing such a horrific thing, right, is that I thought to myself, self, get ready, because people are going to politicize this and they're going to use it to their advantage somehow. They're going to use it to politicize and use it for their own benefit, which is so completely disgusting. Mm-hmm. But they did it. They did that. I mean, it's like clockwork now when this stuff happens, because I mean, listen, they're evil people. We wrote about that in our book. We wrote about, in our chapter on guns, on 2A, that it's, evil will never go away. It's not something that you can't conquer evil, and you definitely can't conquer evil by politicizing it. It's mm-hmm. just not something you can do, and you can't conquer evil by going, we're gonna just take away all the guns. Poof, they're gonna go away. Guns are gonna disappear. It's just like, that's not, you just can't do that. And evil will always exist. It's just the way that we respond to it and how we deal with it. That's, you know, we have to choose as adults how to do that. And some of these adults, I just shake my head and I go, wow, like, my God. And what we're teaching our children about how we respond to these tragedies is creating a whole other generation of people who will respond in this manner to tragedies. You see what I'm saying? It's like,
oh, yeah.
It just makes me, it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And so everything over the past couple of days is just, I'm just,
well, and it's interesting too, that the left always goes to their instinct when something like this happens is to seek out punishments and consequences for innocent people. This is what I'll never understand, is that they immediately point to, well, we got to take guns away from people so that they cannot protect themselves. The evil is definitely not going away. And they immediately go to trying to silence anyone that they think could have tangentially been influential to the people that are actually responsible for the crimes. Another perfect example, and this is slightly off topic but related, is that Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice, Mayor Beetlejuice herself in Chicago, just instituted a 10 o'clock p.m. curfew for teenagers in Chicago to try to cut down on the crime. And so I was thinking about how this plays out, and I was thinking of, about a dialogue between two gang members, right? And the first guy says, hey, let's go shoot up this other gang. And the other guy says, well, we can't because we have a 10 o'clock curfew. And the other guy says, you know what? You're right. We should just do homework instead. That's right. What Lori Lightfoot actually thinks is going to happen. Uh-huh. And it's so absurd. It's just so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's there's and because that is that's what Democrats Democrats are ridiculous. They jump the shark on so many things, and this is just one of the things. That, like you, when you see something like this happen, and you say this is Tucker Carlson's fault,
right?
You're like, wait, you've jumped from A to like to Z. Like it's like, yeah. Oh, I don't like what are you even saying? You know, I don't. This is the thing. It's complete lunacy what they're doing. And but there are people out there who watch this and they think that that is a rational, some sort of that it's rational. They think it's rational.
It's complete moon battery is what it is.
It is.
I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. And I do have a couple of clips to just sort of spotlight exactly what you said. One of the things that they're blaming Tucker Carlson for is his promotion, and I don't even like that word, is his discussion of the great replacement theory. And so the first clip that we have is of Molly Jong Fast, who I'm gonna tell you a very interesting story about her after we play the clip. She's a psycho leftist, but she does a very good job of at least defining what the great replacement theory is all about. Here it is.
Is this so-called great replacement theory, and how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting suspect?
So it's an anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant, far-right nationalist theory that's been batting around for a long time. It was used by the New Zealand shooter, too. It's very popular. It used to be very fringe until Tucker Carlson started talking about it on his show, which, as you know, gets 4 million viewers and is quite popular. And that was sort of the more sort of mainstreaming of this very fringe theory.
Okay, so I'm going to just read the definition that they showed on the screen for people who are listening and not watching. The Great Replacement Theory is a conspiracy theory that states that non-white individuals are being brought into the United States and other Western countries to replace white voters in order to achieve a political agenda. So that's the definition of this theory. And I mean, when Tucker has talked about it, and he is talking about what is happening, for example, at our border. So he is talking specifically about the fact that that Biden is just letting anyone in willy-nilly, and that ultimately the goal, and it's obvious to anybody, is that they want more people who will vote their way. They believe if they just let everybody in, that the people that they're letting in will ultimately side with them for letting them in.
Right. And they offer them free crap. And then in return for that free crap, it's like, we're going to get your vote. And that is precisely what they're doing. I mean, they are doing that. This is not a big secret. And it's not racist to say that.
Right. But the problem is that now they're trying to take a leap from that very simple idea to make it sound as though Tucker is saying, therefore, if that's what Democrats are doing, everybody shoot up everybody that's not white. And at no time has Tucker ever suggested anything that insane. That's what crazy people think. Crazy, evil people do crazy evil things with or without Tucker Carlson. Oh my God.
Right. And crazy evil people write 180 page manifestos.
Yes.
They write that. And in those crazy freaking manifestos, they put all sorts of crap that has all sorts of stuff that, you know, the guy bashed Fox. He bashed all sorts of things. You know why? Because he's crazy. He's absolutely mental. And he said all sorts of things that made no freaking sense. And it all went against the other things, and it was all over the place. He was all over the map, this guy. So, I mean, this is the thing. It's like, it's, you can pick and choose what you want. You can cherry pick the things that you want to cherry pick of the guy who's batshit, if you want to do that. But at the end of the day, the guy is batshit.
That's exactly right. And we're going to just take a quick break quickly because we do need to mention our friends at GenuCell. Very, very exciting news about GenuCell right now. And that is that if you are somebody who orders their most popular package, so many of us do because it has all the goodies in it, it now includes the Ultra Retinol. So not only does the most popular package include what it always has, which is the immediate effects for your under eye area, but now it also includes the Ultra Retinol Cream, which is freaking amazeballs.
You should totally be using it.
If you join their rewards program, when you go to GenuCell.com/chicks, if you join the rewards program, you're going to get 10% off your order plus a sample gift set, and you can get up to 60% off of various skincare products from GenuCell. We use it. We love it. Cannot recommend it highly enough. GenuCell.com/chicks. Can I tell you a funny story about Molly Jong Fast?
Tell me.
Okay. So that voice you heard blaming Tucker Carlson for the Great Replacement Theory and basically the entire Buffalo shooting. I used to be related to her.
Molly Jong Fast. You used to be related to Molly Jong Fast? You've never told me this.
I know, because it's so obscure, but I thought you would totally appreciate this.
Was it by first marriage?
By marriages. So here's what happened. My uncle, my dad's brother, married a woman named Melissa. Melissa's dad.
My dad's brother. Okay, got it.
So my uncle married a woman whose dad was the brother of Howard Fast. Howard Fast is like, I mean, he's no longer living, but Howard Fast was a hugely successful author. He wrote Spartacus. Like, he's kind of a big deal.
Oh my God. So big deal. Yeah.
Right. So Howard Fast's younger brother, Julius, was my aunt's dad. And so my aunt's dad was the brother of Howard Fast. And then my aunt got divorced from my uncle. So now we're no longer related. But Molly Jong Fast is the daughter of Howard's son. So it's like this totally crazy thing. And we could not be more different.
I still need a diagram to mentally like understand what you just said. But still, that's crazy. Oh my God. You should totally tweet her and be like, oh my God, we were related.
I would, except that she blocked me forever ago.
Because we're conservative. That makes complete sense. Yeah, because liberals are super tolerant of other viewpoints, as you well know.
Right.
Very, 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 very tolerant. Yeah. Okay.
I just thought that was such a weird story. And then to see her be one of these people that like, anyway. So yeah, I used to be related to her. I'm no longer related to her anyway.
So going back to the crazy. So speaking of crazy and going back to the crazy. So this kid is completely back crap crazy. And, you know, you'd think that that would be something that would bring the country together. Because it used to be that that's what that did, is that people would be like, okay, so this person is obviously mentally ill. And listen, I get the white supremacy thing. I get it. I mean, it is a problem. Obviously, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. The white supremacy thing cannot be pushed aside. But then there are also, you know, the thing that happened like in Waukesha. And there are things that happen. And like, we've had all sorts of mass shootings where these kids and, you know, people who are young have had issues that, you know, these are kids who are troubled. And if it's based on race, why? Why are kids shooting up wherever, schools, churches, wherever, with a racial motive? Why are they doing that? Why? Why is race such a prevalent motive and any of these shootings? Why is that?
Because we're more racially divided than ever before because of organizations that will never be held accountable, like BLM. The more you keep telling people that white people are evil, white people will start getting mad. And then the craziest among the white people will act out that rage. This happens on both sides. If you tell black people that they're evil and horrible, the most evil among them will likely act out that rage. And so the more we keep stoking these flames, the worse it gets. And it's like all these people that are ripping on Tucker for being the cause of it are going to anger the craziest of the Tucker fans. Why are they doing this? They're making it so much worse.
I agree. And I think just in general, the discussion about just the constant focus on race has created so many problems in this country in general. It's created, I've never seen anything like it over the past, since you and I have been doing this political thing over the past, 13, 14 years. There's been more focus on race than in my entire 50 years of being on this planet.
Totally.
I mean, think about it. Like you and I both, we're in our 50s. And it's like the past 13, 14 years has been, I have seen more focus and just more, just divisive, awful rhetoric about race. I remember when I had my baby girl, who's now 12, I remember thinking, we don't discuss race. We don't discuss race in this house. People are people. All people are a gift from God. That's how I was raised. You know what I mean? That's how it was growing up in the 80s. That's how it was in my house, man. And then I thought, that's how I'm going to raise my girl. And I remember the first time she ever learned about race, it was because of something on freaking TV. You know what I mean? It's like, and then she started seeing it because of other people. It wasn't because of us. God, that pissed me off. Really made me mad, because I was like, you know what? You can't win. You cannot win as a parent that wants to raise your kid in an environment where it's like, it's a meritocracy. You know what I mean? It's an environment where you just want to raise your kid to see no color. And you know what? People can be raised like that. You can actually raise kids to see no color, where they just see people. Some people don't believe, liberals don't believe that, but I truly believe that. And you know what? We're in a world now where that's all these freaking people see, is they put people in boxes. And eventually you're going to get in a world, at least a country, that is the way we are now. And everybody's angry.
Everybody's furious. It's so gross and it's so unnecessary. And the more people keep trying to call out folks like Fox and Tucker for causing it, they in the process are causing it. So, and their immediate go-to is, he needs to be shut down. Fox is the problem. That speech needs to be shut down. Instead of countering it with, you know what? Everybody love everybody, right?
Yeah.
We never get that messaging anymore, ever.
Yeah, the whole shutting down thing though. I mean, commies are gonna commie.
Exactly, commies are gonna commie. And now there's so much that's tolerated from like the social media platforms. So much of so much that they take down so much that they leave up and that they allow to fester on social media platforms. Here's a perfect example. This Bishop Talbert Swan, very, very checkmark, blue checkmark, very popular on Twitter. This black guy, he tweeted out, this was yesterday, he tweeted, whiteness is an unrelenting demonic force of evil. And that's just allowed to stay up there. But that's not, we're supposed to look at that as completely okay. If you replace that word whiteness with blackness, can you imagine the hullabaloo that would create?
I saw another guy, he's blue checkmark. It's Morgan Freeman, I think is what it, and I don't even, he's not that Morgan,
right?
He's not the one that we like, but another dude. And he said that whiteness is a disease. It's a disease.
Oh my God.
And he's a white guy. He's a white guy. And it's like, this is the thing. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. I don't have to apologize for the color of my skin.
Yeah.
And a black person shouldn't have to apologize for the color of their skin. And nobody should have to apologize for the color of their skin. It's freaking melanin, y'all. This is so stupid. So why are we doing? It's why are we doing this? We shouldn't teach kids to do this. We shouldn't. It's just the dumbest thing. I miss the 80s.
Yeah, good times.
I miss it. I miss those times where we all, seriously, I felt like we all just didn't talk about this stuff, and it wasn't so prevalent, and everybody wasn't so angry. It was a better time. It really was a better time. At least I feel like that. I mean, maybe was I missing something?
No.
It was
a much easier time. I mean, it just was in so many ways. And there was, and now everybody is so there's just perpetual outrage on all sides. Everybody always has something to be outraged by. And it's just like, it keeps getting escalated, right? It's like, well, that escalated quickly. We're living that meme, like in actual real life. We totally are living out that Will Ferrell meme. It really feels like that. there was another point I was going to make, and I know we played in our Daily Dish, we talked about Megyn Kelly, who was just so angry and so defensive for her friend Tucker, who is obviously getting blamed needlessly for this whole crazy person shooting up Buffalo. But I thought it would probably be a good idea to play that clip again, because I think she captures just the total frustration that we have about why people have to immediately politicize things like this. And she just lets loose, man. Here that clip is.
"We'll not be naming the shooter on this program, consistent with our policy of not naming mass shooters who in part are out for infamy, and we decline to help. He's pleaded not guilty, but he also left behind a trove of information, including a 180-page manifesto filled with racist and anti-Semitic commentary." The shooter was white, detailing how and why he picked his target. "Some in the media have been quick to point fingers and even place blame on our friend and very popular Fox News host Tucker Carlson. It's outrageous. It's wrong, both factually and morally. Why do we have to go to that place immediately on these stories? Why can't we spend 2 fucking minutes mourning the people who are dead and trying to understand that we have insane people in this country? We have lunatics. It's a huge country. We're not going to be able to get rid of them all. It infuriates me. People have to inject their politics into everything. And this guy had a racist manifesto. There's no question. That doesn't make it Tucker Carlson's fault. Just stop it. Just stop it."
God, I feel her so hard on that.
If Megyn Kelly drops the F-bomb in a podcast, then you know things are bad. You know that there's like that. She's reached a boiling point that obviously she's indicative of a lot of other Americans. Like a lot of other people are feeling exactly what she's feeling. And, you know, there's a lot of other stuff at play here. It's not just the media that we need to be looking at, right? It's also, what about his parents? What about the FBI? What about like law enforcement? What about, you know, his school? What about all of the people that failed this kid, who is a complete and utter basket case? This kid is mental.
And who gave plenty of warning signs.
Yes.
Plenty of them.
And we've heard this story. I don't know how many times we have like told this story and people are like, oh, well, I mean, he did this, this, and this, and he did all, this guy was mental on this occasion, this occasion, this occasion. And then he just slipped through the cracks. It's like, why does this keep happening? Oh my God, you know? So why do we keep hearing the story over and over again? And then we just keep doing this. That's the definition of insanity too, is that we keep making this mistake over and over again. So it's not just, listen, the media sucks and they're doing that. What on the back end, all this is happening wrong, but there's a whole other discussion to be had, you know, another day about what we could have done to prevent this madness. And so, you know, my God, there's a lot of reasons to be mad, but I mean, she is representative of so many people. And I feel her, man. I feel her.
Well, and one final point to make about this whole great replacement theory and why, you know, now there's this whole outcry, like if you dare to breathe or mention such an idea, then you are just as guilty as the Buffalo shooter, which is of course nonsense. But also the great replacement theory, at least in my view, does not have anything to do with race. It has to do with whoever is illegal invading our borders. Those people
exactly.
can be white, they can be from wherever. I don't give a crap if they are coming here illegally and Democrats are letting them because they are hoping for them to be a part of the Democrat voting bloc. That's the replacement we're talking about. We're talking about the replacement of legal citizens with now illegals who are being basically bribed to vote a certain way. I don't know how race got into the discussion. I'm sure that's part of the conspiracy theory. But like, to me, when I talk about the replacement, it's actually what is happening. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with an illegal invasion that this current administration refuses to do anything about. And it's perfectly legitimate to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, they sure want to tell you what you can't talk about. But then when you don't out and out say, I am against white supremacy, you don't say that, then they say you're complicit, and then you are a white supremacist.
Oh my
God.
So
they want to tell you what to say, and then they want to tell you if you're not saying something over here, then you are a white supremacist. I mean, my God, they want to just tell you what to say and what not to say because they're freaking commies.
And there it is.
And there it is. Yeah.
That's a good place to cap things off. Don't forget, you guys, right now, MyPillow, our good friends at MyPillow, are offering buy one, get one on so many of your favorite things. My favorite things are the pillows. Also love the sheets. It's buy one, get one on sets of towels, on sets of sheets, on their, of course, their amazing pillows. So many items are buy one, get one when you go to MyPillow.com/chicks. And no matter what you order, you're going to get a copy for free of Mike Lindell's book, Thrown In, mypillow.com/chicks, or call 1-800-875-0513.
My favorite is the travel pillow, especially good for road trips this summer, you guys. The little travel pillows, great for the kids. Love mm-hmm. them. They have all different, like, little pillowcases. I get the leopard ones because they're fabulous. They're fabulous. Where can everybody find us? Let's see. Go to our website at chicksontheright.com. We have all the socials. We are against my will. We are on TikTok now, you guys.
TikTok!
You should check us out there. We're on TikTok at Chicks on Right, pretty much everywhere you want to go. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Rumble, we're on Parler, we're on Locals, we're pretty much everywhere. So yeah, go to all the places, find us there, and then make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. Tell all your friends. Put us in your pocket if you can't catch us on the day that we come out, and then listen to us later. And what am I forgetting? I'm sure I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting something?
I genuinely don't think you are.
I'm not? Oh my God. Okay. Well, you guys have a fabulous week, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Democrats are angry. Hunter Biden's laptop is still under scrutiny. Yes, it is. And the left is hoping to legalize abortions nationwide. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear all the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.